Earlier this year, millions watched in shock as NFL's Damar Hamlin went into sudden cardiac arrest on live TV. His life was saved, and many credit that to a quick response plan and a machine called an AED. Lawmakers in several states are now considering legislation to require AEDs in schools. But Elizabeth Gabriel reports for Side Effects Public Media, mandating these devices is a complicated decision.
Jake West grew up in LaPorte, Indiana, not far from Lake Michigan. His mother, Julie West, remembers him fondly.
He was just kind, and he brought other people in. He was the type of kid that if someone wasn't included, he was going to make sure that child was included. This is how he was from the time he was little.
As an athlete, he passed all of his physicals, and he didn't show signs of underlying heart problems. He was a healthy kid, until one day, he wasn't. When Jake was 17, he collapsed after running a play on the football field. School staff did CPR and student trainers jumped in to help out. But he died in September 2013 from an undetected heart condition.
Every child should come home from school. They should not die at school. And so schools need to be prepared for that.
Incidents like these are rare, but when they do happen, they often end fatally. Only about 11% of children who suffer from sudden cardiac arrest survive. Experts like Dr. Kristen Burns with the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute said minutes, even seconds, count when tending to a cardiac arrest victim.
One of the most important things that promotes survival is early CPR and AED use.
She's referring to an automated external defibrillator, or an AED. It's a device that sends a shock to someone's heart in order to help keep them alive. The machine provides written instructions for those who are hard of hearing and verbal commands in different languages, like this.
When patient's chest is bare, remove the white square package from lid of AED.
I mean, you heard how easy that to use that AED. A child could use it that could understand those directions.
That's why West is in favor of the legislation lawmakers introduced during the current General Assembly to mandate all schools to have AEDs during extracurricular activities, like athletics, marching band, and theater practices and performances. It would establish a goal of accessing the devices within minutes. Laws in nearly two dozen states already have guidance for AEDs or mandates similar to the one Indiana is considering. But mandating schools to use these devices is a complicated decision. That's according to Richard Lazar, the president of Readiness Systems with the AED Law Center.
People ask me all the time, should we get AEDs if we don't have to? And at a binary level, it is in most places less risky to not have AEDs than it is to have AEDs.
Recently, there have been multi-million dollar lawsuits across the country after students died from cardiac arrest while at school. In some cases, the facilities had AEDs, but failed to use them. And these scenarios could deter some districts.
What if they didn't have AEDs in the first place? Would they still be facing a lawsuit?
That's why advocates have been insistent that it's not just about having an AED on the premises. And the Indiana bill would require schools to make an emergency cardiac response plan so they know where a defibrillator is located and how to use it. When Jake West died, there was an AED on campus, but it was in the coach's office and not easily accessible. Here's Jake's mom, Julie West, again.
And like I said, I have said this many times, I don't judge or blame anyone in Jake's situation because we just didn't know any better, but now we do.
Now, Indiana is one of roughly nine states to introduce AED and/or cardiac response plan legislation for schools this year. West wants lawmakers to approve the bill before more lives are lost on school grounds.
Without a doubt, lives will be saved. Jake would still be here. My son would be 26 today, here on earth, not in heaven.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Gabriel.